Welcome to the Worship Probs Podcast, where we aim to entertain, encourage, and equip worship and tech leaders all around the world. Look, we all know that serving in worship and production is great, but the problems, those are real. Thanks for joining us as we dive into today's episode with our host, Brian Tabor.
Friends, today is going to be a great day on the Worship Probs Podcast. We're so glad you're here. Thanks for joining us for episode 281. You know what we're always going to talk about, the three E's, entertain, encourage, and equip. If you would do us a huge favor, jump over to Apple Podcasts, give us a five-star rating and a really solid review on our podcast. That really help. And here's what I mean by our podcast. This Worship Probs is a community, and it's not my podcast. It's not Jen's podcast. It's our podcast. And we include you in that hour because this is all of us trying to be better, trying to lead better, trying to make an impact for the kingdom. So in a sense, I just Jesus juked you.
You did.
So just go rate our podcast 5 stars and leave a great review. So how about that? I found a way after 280 episodes to come at you from a different angle. Right?
That was a good one too. Well, I didn't even feel the Jesus juke happening while it was happening. I was like, man, that's so beautiful.
That's an art. That's poetic. Artistic right there, man.
That is artistic. That was so good. Okay.
Oh my gosh.
I'm excited. Today is almost like a Jubilee episode, right?
It is.
Like
it is.
We have a record breaking happening today. We've always going to do what we do. We got those three E's. You know, we're going to entertain you. We've got some prayer concerns that just going to continue to slay us. Although our conversation that we had is also going to be very, very entertaining. But we're going to equip you, share some resources. But okay, yes, getting back to this, the Jubilee episode. So we got to sit down and have a conversation with Corey Miller from Red Rocks. Now, Corey's always been with us part of a duo, him and Tyler. We absolutely love them. But technically, since Corey came back on, this is his fifth time on the podcast with us, his fifth time. So
he's the winner.
He's the winner. Corey has shattered Miller time. Oh, man. But we had a really, really awesome conversation with Corey. We're going to be sharing that with you today, but it's going to be a really good day. Really good day.
Yes, it is. And there's no greater way to start a good day than to talk about the amazing people at Planning Center.
Hey friends, let's talk about Planning Center. Many of you are already familiar with Planning Center. In fact, a lot of you might even be using services to plan your worship sets and schedule musicians. But what you might not be as familiar with is that services is only part of a greater whole. Planning Center is actually an all-in-one church management software, and it helps cover so much ground for the needs of the church. Planning Center can help your whole church by keeping people engaged, by creating space for important data like prayer requests, event attendance, or even who's a first-time guest so you can follow up with them. With different products on a unified platform, your whole team can stay aligned and eliminate people working in silos or having to communicate information across multiple programs. There are so many things you can do with Planning Center. Best of all, you can customize it based on your ministry needs. Anyone on your team using Planning Center, whether they run sound, play drums, or schedule volunteers, has access to Planning Center's training materials and support too. So go to planningcenter.com to learn more and get started today for free.
So Jennifer, if you could live one place in the world other than where you live, where would it be?
Oh my goodness, that's so hard. That's so hard. I've always had a dream of kind of like living, you know, like in a castle, like in Scotland or, you know, like in the countryside, you know, kind of.
Yeah.
Almost like Downton Abbey style, maybe a little bit. I might.
Come on.
It's funny. Until moving to Tennessee, I would always say like I'm a beach person. But after now being surrounded by more like green and countryside, I'm like, yeah, I think that's more of my feel. Mm. You know, it's just.
I love it.
Yeah. It's not as sandy and messy.
Castle.
The castle, yeah. Castle. Just, you know, just a little modest
Lady
castle.
Jen.
Right. Yeah, yeah. How about you? There's probably
the dowager,
some beach involved.
The dowager Countess Smale.
Hey, fun fact. My sister bought me one year as a Christmas gift. There is a castle in Scotland called Dunnan's, and you can buy someone the gift of being a, like a lady or a lord. So technically, I am a lady.
You really are.
I own a square foot of land in Scotland.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah. Nice. So there you go. You should treat me with more respect because
that's
of
fantastic.
That. I'm just saying.
I should. I absolutely should. I absolutely should.
How about you?
Oh my gosh. It's so funny. So often I ask these questions with no thought about how
as
I
to what
answer.
Your answer would be. Just none.
Yeah. And so, okay, so I'm not a mountain
right
person. I can visit mountains, but I just think the anxiety for me
right
living in the mountains would be bad. I do think a beach situation probably would right. be great for me.
Yeah.
As long as we're dreaming, I would love to do what the snowbirds do. I would love to be on the beach when it's cold, and I'd probably stay in Indiana. But I have this dream. If you ever think about me, okay, and you think, I wonder what Brian's doing today, or how could I pray for Brian? Here's how you can pray for me. I love the Lord. I love his church, and I do love people, but I no longer desire to live in a neighborhood.
Yes.
I would like to find a someplace with a little bit of land. I don't mean like 100 acres, like 5 acres, 10 acres. I want a little bit of land. It's okay if I can see another house. I would just mm-hmm. like to not hear another house.
Right.
That's
right.
my desire.
Right.
For
What's
the
neighbor who's always mowing
so
the lawn?
If you ever think about
is it Tanya?
Yeah, exactly. Right. Right. We're trying to watch Downton out on the deck or the Colts game. And my neighbor cuts his grass every Sunday during the Colts game.
Oh,
and I'm
geez.
Like, what is wrong with you? So I just like to live in not in a neighborhood.
Yeah.
And that way when I choose to be with people, I can really give them my A game. You know what I'm saying?
No, it's super relatable.
Yeah, so you ever think about how can I pray for old Brian today?
Brian needs some land.
God, provision. We need a little land, a little isolation.
So you know, we're on 5 acres here. Now, when we moved here, we knew there was a neighborhood going in behind us and we knew somebody owned the land next door. Mm. So, you know, we've been here, we're going on almost a year now. Our next door neighbor's house is quite close, you know, for being on 5 acres, we're kind of next to each other. And then they've started building all these houses behind us. Now the houses are a good 4 acres away from us, but I don't even want to see them. Yeah. Like we've been on this mission of planting a barrier of trees all around the property. Cause I'm like, it's not enough. I don't even want to see them. I don't want to know they're there. It's amazing how quickly I adapted to being out in the country.
Like, I'm with you, man. I'm with you. That's me. So you ever think about how you can pray for us? Pray for growth for Jen's trees, for Smale Forest.
Yep.
And pray that God would provide me some little land.
Bring Brian some land.
So there you go.
Love
there you
it.
Go. There you go.
Oh, wow.
Guys, we launched a podcast network in March, and our very first show is out. It's called the Strip Free Podcast. It's a podcast specifically for women. So hope you'll go check it out. Just search Strip Free wherever you listen to podcasts and listen and share. And we believe in what that podcast is doing in the lives of the daughters of the King. So thanks for listening and sharing that. Worship Karaoke Season 3 is rolling. We've had some really great guests, including Miss Jenny, Jen Smale, Lady Jen Smale, I should say. We've had on in this last episode, my oldest friend, Sam Lynn. You're getting a little spill the tea from college days. We had a blast with that. So just go check those out. And we would really be grateful if you subscribe to our YouTube channel at Worship Probs. We're throwing all kinds of content up there. And so we would be really, really, really thankful if you would, check it out over there.
Check it out.
And of course, you can always support the podcast on Patreon. There's a link in our bio for you. You can do that for as little as $5 a month. And we would be grateful if you did that too.
Yeah, we would be. It'd be really great. Everything's great. You
homework.
Know? Yeah, first you Jesus juke him. Then you give him homework. Oh, man. Well, Brian.
Oh, Lord help us. Yes, Jen.
You know what time it is?
What time is it?
I think it's time for prayer concerns.
Prayer Concerns is proudly sponsored by Five Words Media, the amazing people that bring you free church AV. Five Words Media is also the official integrator of Worship Props. If you're a worship pastor or tech director, you know how crucial audio, video, and lighting are for your weekly gatherings. Speakers popping, dead zones, lighting and live stream issues can quickly make your gatherings both distracting and frustrating. An excellent gathering is one where your AVL systems are all working seamlessly and help to create a powerful worship experience. The team at Five Words Media gets it. They're ministry experts who understand the details of your local church's needs and the pivotal role that volunteers play. Their passion is to deliver high-quality, volunteer-friendly solutions that align with your budget and priorities. So, how does it work? The Five Words proven process is straightforward. It starts with a needs assessment done by one of their tech experts, followed by a custom solution design tailored to your budget. Then they handle everything else, the installation, testing, and even the volunteer training. Are you ready to transform your frustration into empowerment? Click the link in our bio, find Five Words Media, and kickstart your journey today. Elevate your gatherings with precision and excellence. Schedule a call with Five Words Media now. Okay, so if you're new, if you just found us, welcome. We're glad. Step on in. The water's fine. Here's what prayer concerns is. Like, every church has some sort of response device. Maybe you call it a connection card or communication card, whatever it is. And a lot of times there's a section on there that says, how can we pray for you? Nowadays, it might be digital or whatever, but sometimes they use that pray for you section for actual prayer requests. But sometimes, to our pleasure, they use that to voice their displeasure with what you did in your services. And people send these in from all over the world. You might have a Google review, live stream chat, something on YouTube, whatever. People send these in from all over the world. We share them anonymously on each podcast. And our goal is just to make you laugh. So it reminds you, you're not the only one. You're not the only one. You're not alone in the struggle. The struggle is real. And so here we go. Let's dive right in. Prayer concern number one. A comment was left on our online live stream church saying that the sound was too loud. This is the service which she streamed on her personal device with a volume button.
Yeah, yeah. It's, you know what? That's the one context. You hold the power. You can
you hold the power.
You can fix that on your own.
Hold,
you know,
the power. Right?
Jeez. Wow.
Oh my gosh. Okay, number two. Prayer concern number two. Got this comment recently and it just said, I notice you've gained some more weight since I last saw you. Just know I'm praying for your struggle.
Oh my goodness, no. That's
a hard pass. That's a hard pass, man. Do not do that.
Wow. That,
unless you want this honesty to start flowing in both directions,
yes.
You do not do that.
Yes. I noticed you have a critical spirit. I'm going to be praying for your struggle.
Exactly.
That is terrible.
Oh my Lord.
Absolutely.
Don't
terrible.
Do it. Don't do it.
No.
Do not do it. Okay. Number three, prayer concern. Number three, I had a person walk up to me and say, you know, if I met you in a dark alley at night, I'd think you were about to kill me. But I look at you here serving the Lord. You should be so proud of yourself. And then this person goes on to say, by the way, I'm just a half Asian kid who grew up in the suburbs, no piercing or tattoos. I don't know if I'd even ever walk in a dark alley by myself. I don't know. What are you thinking, man?
Wow.
What are you thinking?
That poor kid.
Yeah,
he's probably like, is it the way, is it my face? What is it?
Jeez. Right. Golly.
I don't understand.
On, fam. Okay. Number four, prayer concern. Number four, I got a decline from one of my tech team members for a team night that said, I'm just not too keen to spend that much time with people.
Wow. The
honesty.
That's honest right
that's
there.
Very honest.
Yeah.
Very honest.
Extra time? No, thank you though.
Yeah, no thanks.
and all the introverts.
I just don't really care to be with, what was the one we had a couple of weeks ago? I wish we live streamed so I could stay home and watch.
Yeah, because I don't like these people.
Oh gosh,
the introverts feel seen and validated right now.
Absolutely. Okay, here's the last one, the bottom of the pudding cup prayer concern number 5. All the card said was, "Nice try today."
Oh my Lord.
Nice try today.
Nice try. That was,
Nice try.
It would be helpful if there were some details on that one. Like what did we do wrong exactly. that you would categorize okay. this as a try?
Oh my Lord. Fam. Okay. So those are prayer concerns. Thanks for sending them in. You can go to the website, worshipleaderprobs.com, and submit those there on the prayer concerns tab. There's a link in our bio to submit those as well, or just DM those to us on any of the socials and you might hear yours on the podcast, but you will always be anonymous. I don't even know. I've run out of things to say about Corey Miller. He is just an unbelievable guy. He can have you rolling one moment and sobbing in worship the very next moment. You will really, really enjoy this conversation. So here's our latest conversation with Corey Miller. Today's interview is brought to you by our friends at AllClear. AllClear Audio makes custom and universal fit in-ear monitors by hand in Minneapolis. They have custom models for every need and budget, and some of the best customer service in the industry. They also have universal fit in-ear monitors for teams that aren't going fully custom, but want the quality and sound of a company that knows how to design monitors for worship teams. In addition, they offer flat $99 repair fees for the life of your monitors. That includes everything from wax buildup to trying to sit down with them in the back pocket of your skinny jeans. They're always eager to help you find the right monitor for you and have great resources on their website at allclear.com. There's a link in our bio for our friends at AllClear. We hope you'll check that out today. The Worship Probs podcast is, I don't even know that I have an adjective to describe what I feel today, because we have the one and only Corey Miller on here from Red Rocks Worship. Corey, how are you doing?
I'm so good. How are you? You know what? I would like for you to just attribute maybe 3 adjectives to how you're feeling.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Thrilled.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's a good one.
Anxious.
No.
And what is the third one? Hungry.
Wow.
Always hungry. Wow. I'm always hungry. So, but I do feel I feel hungry for more Corey.
Wow. Let's go.
Corey's like, I don't know if I'm flattered or slightly regretting.
Yeah. I gotta go real quick.
I have a music emergency. I'm sorry. We gotta end this now.
Exactly.
Wow. Those are great, Brian. Those are really great. I don't know where you come up with this.
Thank you. Yeah. Dug deep.
Snaps
for those.
For Brian.
Yeah. Yeah.
I dug
yeah.
really deep for those.
Yeah. Corey, we've been so excited. You are such a breath of fresh air. We love any chance.
Oh my gosh.
You know, we get to chat with you. And obviously you've been here with us several times with Tyler. We're actually going to call this episode Tyler Who. That just seems appropriate. Just kidding. Just kidding. We love Tyler. Tyler knows that we love him. But we got you here solo today. So how are you? How are things going?
I'm great. It's an honor to be here with you guys. It's really fun because, been lucky enough to do here and there some podcasts and like jump in. But it's very rare that I get to do this with people that I call friends. And so there's no like interview nerves. It's just like, it's just fun to hang out. So thanks for having me. I love you guys. Special. I love what you do. So
we love you.
I know, Brian. I was thinking like we've got his personal email address now, which means like we can like send him e-bites for birthday parties, like subscribe him to stuff.
Yes, we can.
Send him those like prayer chain emails. I'm sure he would forward it. He would forward every email.
We're all going to hop on a yacht and go to Mykonos at some point in life.
Yes. Yeah. I think that'd be great.
Oh my gosh, that's phenomenal. Okay, so tell me this, Corey, do you like experiments?
Yeah, I love.
Okay, so we're about to experiment. Good. You're going to be the very first edition of what we're calling the hot seat.
Okay.
Okay, so we're going to put 30 seconds on the clock and we're going to have five rapid fire questions, okay? Really quick. They're going to be coming fast.
Yeah.
We're just looking for short answers and
Go with your gut. Whatever quick. Answer.
So
don't think about it.
This is episode one of the hot seat. Corey Miller's on the hot seat. Okay, question number one. Taco Bell or Chick-fil-A?
Chick-fil-A.
Chick-fil-A, okay. All right. Number two, what is the last song you played on your phone?
Cowboy Take Me Away, but it's a new version. It's like a vocoder version. Super good.
Nice. All right. Cowboy Take Me Away. Okay, number three. If you had to choose a superpower, what would it be?
Oh, easy. It would be like Jean Grey, like moving stuff.
Okay.
Nice.
Yeah, X-Men fan. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, number four.
Loving it.
Okay, number four. You have one fit to wear the rest of your life. Would you rather wear socks with sandals or cowboy boots with shorts?
Oh, socks with sandals. There's a shame with cowboy boots. I wouldn't recover.
Okay,
I wouldn't make
okay.
it through that, you know?
Would you rather sing every song in your high falsetto voice the rest of your life or never be able to sing again?
Falsetto voice.
Could you demonstrate
again
that
with
for
the
us?
Shame, but this time it's like I get to watch other people. Experience it.
The high falsetto now it. With Love the it. Socks and Love sandals. It. It's going to be that's all
yeah.
amazing.
Can you with like it, and I'm singing "Cowboy Take Me Away" while like yeah, marking yes. some nuggets from Chick-fil-A.
Yes. Yeah.
Fantastic. That's the hot seat.
Yeah, that was more embarrassing than I thought it would be. So that's great.
Was it okay?
That's awesome.
Oh man. Okay. We're having fun. We love chatting with you, but you just released a single. You've got a solo project coming up. Anybody who follows Corey,
yeah.
you've mm-hmm. been getting these delightful little teaser nuggets for like the last year. I feel like it's just been this endless teasing of all of us. But your new single, Sound Mind.
He's toying with our emotions.
I know he is totally toying with our emotions. It's like, I'm about to like unfollow him until everything because I just can't. The anticipation is killing me. But you just dropped the first single, Sound Mind. So what can you tell us about this song and then even about the whole record?
Yeah. Well, I'll start with the whole record because I feel like it's important to have context to understand this first single. It was probably January of 2022 that I woke up. It was January 1st and I woke up super early and I just like, I think I've been kind of dreaming about or planning at some point in life doing a solo worship album. And I woke up January 1 and it felt like the Lord was just like screaming like, now, go, run. Mm-hmm. And I didn't have any details. But I do know, you know, for the last 2 or 3 years, what the Lord has been teaching me about worship and even biblically, like what is it? What does that word mean? And who is it for? And what does it mean for like the body to choose the Lord's preference over our own? And just all of those thoughts kind of boil down for this whole record. So the record is called All to Bless You. And it's a 13 song record. 12 out of 13 are strict high praise, blessing, honor, bless the Lord, oh my soul. Like, just kind of loving on the Lord, moving his heart with the mission of moving the heart of the Lord. And then there's one song that is, what the Lord does for us. And it's actually the first single. It's called Sound Mind. So Sound Mind is, I love this song. It feels really important for now, especially it's written for everybody. But I think if the Lord gave me a target to write for, it's Gen Z and Gen Alpha, as I just see such an attack on the mind from the enemy. It feels like there's such a planned and intentional attack on the identity of this next generation and the next coming up. And so I wrote a song that's like, it's not even a song that requires faith. It's actually just a song that requires obedience. Like, the Lord didn't give us a spirit of fear. He gave us power, love, and a sound mind. And you either agree with the word of the Lord or you disagree. And the joy that comes along with agreeing and being covered by the word of the Lord. So I'm really excited for this song. I'm super praying that people just get delivered from feeling less than, or feeling like they're not more, like they're feeling like they're not co-heirs with Christ, or feeling like they're not more than conquerors, because they are. So I'm super pumped.
I love it. I love it. And so the full record drops when?
The full album drops June 18th.
June 18th.
Got a few months.
So good, man. It's going to be so good. Yeah. A lot of time for teasers.
Teaser time.
Well, look, okay, so we love everything you do, your family, and you've now been on the podcast more than anyone else.
Wow.
We don't have a prize or anything.
Rare air, dude. We should have.
Like, don't get too excited. Yeah.
Settle down. It's wow.
So tell me, like, what else are you excited about with the record? Like, what is your hope? What other hopes do you have for what this is going to do in the hearts and the minds of people as they listen?
Yeah, you know, I think if I have a prayer, the beautiful thing about this project is that from its conception to now, waiting for it to release, the goal has been like, Lord, how do I move your heart? Like, that's a crazy thought. You're God. I am not, you know, but somehow in your word, you tell me that I can move your heart, and I can actually, like, I can bless you. Like, that's crazy to think about, that I have the ability to bless the Lord. So if that is the goal, then mission accomplished, night of recording. And so post recording and now looking at release, I think if I have a goal, it's just that people are, you know, scripture says that we enter into his presence with praise and we come into his courts with thanksgiving. And I think for me, what I would, if I'm asking the Lord of anything for this whole project, it's that these songs will give people language to, in their cars and wherever they go, to be constantly, because everything is so intentionally vertical and so intentionally aligned with what the Lord called his people to, and how he called them to worship, is that in their cars and in their houses and at work, that these songs would be giving people language to unlock the presence of the Lord everywhere they go. That's an indefinable goal. And that is something maybe I won't hear about until we're all together in heaven one day. But I've been so marked by just being aware of, am I unlocking the presence everywhere I go? Am I being a person of praise? Is every breath that's coming out of me blessing the Lord? I want to be one of those people. And so I hope that when people hear this album, that they feel like they have 12 little weapons that they can pull out to be like, I'm going to move the heart of the Lord, because I have that. I have the ability to do so. So I think that may not answer the question in full, but
it's great.
That's a huge goal of mine.
Yeah,
absolutely. It's
awesome. Feel like I remember when you were with us once before, you were talking about sort of like a work that the Lord was doing in you. I remember you sharing almost like getting this picture of Aaron making the calf for the people, and almost like the Lord gently kind of correcting you, maybe in some of the motivation, some of the perspective on worship. Is this kind of like the fruit of some of that season of like what the Lord has taught you? Is that kind of what has led to this? And, you know, maybe you could share some of that in case someone hasn't heard that episode. I thought it was just so profound when you were sharing that with us. And I really think it could maybe help some people today. Would you mind kind of sharing that story?
Yeah, I'd love to. And to answer the question first, like, yes, this is absolutely like, this is the result of the Lord, like hardcore calling me in kindness, hardcore calling me into repentance. Because, you know, I it's easy for this to sound a little bit judgy, and I don't mean it because it's actually 100% inward for me. But I got so used to writing songs about beautiful songs that the Lord used. But I got so used to writing songs about, like, I'm going to get my breakthrough, and you have a good plan for me. And I got so used to galvanizing a room into, like, singing these very true things that the Lord loves to do. But it felt like he was missing. It felt like we forgot him. And I felt really corrected by that story in the Old Testament of Moses going up the mountain to meet with the Lord, and he entrusted leadership of the entire nation to Aaron, who was a Levite. So modern day, we would call him a worship leader. He was tasked with, like, blessing the presence of the Lord, loving and protecting the presence of the Lord. And it said that the people got restless because Moses was gone for so long. And they came to Aaron, and Aaron, his heart was noble. Like, he really wanted to do a good job. But what he ended up doing is forgetting the importance of, like, they had the presence of the Lord in physical form right in front of them. And instead of galvanizing the people of God to look at the Lord and look at the presence, he made a golden calf for people, and he made an idol, which it, ironically, was like, while Moses was up hearing from the Lord, like, one of the revelations that Moses heard was like, you'll have no one before me, none. Mm-hmm. And I think for me, this album is a result of me realizing, like, I think it's even possible to, like, put a miracle above the Lord. Mm-hmm. To put, like, a feeling above the Lord. I started recognizing that I was unintentionally, but I was treating worship, corporate worship, like an emotional jukebox machine of, like, my people are really stressed out. We need peace. And so I'm like, boop, bop, beep, hit these numbers, like, okay, walk out with peace. And it's like, no, actually what the Lord corrected in me is they need the Prince of Peace. They need the person of Jesus. And if scripture says that we unlock the presence of the Lord with praise and thanksgiving, well, then I'm going to write a whole record about praise and thanksgiving. And because of going in with vertical praise, they will encounter the Prince of Peace. And so I know that's a long story, but I feel really burdened. You know, some language that has felt really important to me lately is, you know, in any given room or service, you have, if there's 100 people in a room, you have 100 preferences. And we hear all the time, I'm sure you guys get great stories of this, of like, when are you going to do Oceans again? You know, like, do this song. It's my favorite song. Like, this is, you know, it's too loud, or it's too quiet, or, you know, we all have preferences. And so I think what the Lord did in me was he compelled me to ask the Lord, like, what is your preference? Like, what does it mean to worship you? What's your favorite way to be worshiped? And, you know, the result of that being like, hey, blessed are the pure in their heart. They get to see me. Like, are you pure? Is your intention pure? And even down to the simple things, like in scripture, it's like, it's not really left up to a feeling. It's a choice to be a worshiper. I think about Paul and Silas being in a prison, and they had every reason to not choose praise, but they did. And because they just wholeheartedly wanted to love the Lord and move his heart, the Lord actually came down and set them and everyone around them free. And so I just feel really, really corrected by the Lord to be like, man, what is this time for? And what are these songs for? Are they for people's feelings, or are they purposed to move your heart and to love you because we've seen you, you know?
Come on,
man.
That's so good. So good. You're such a gifted songwriter. So if you were talking to someone who is maybe starting out in songwriting, they're new to songwriting, they feel like they want to songwrite, what is a piece of advice you would give them?
Well, the first piece is probably not like the most like, yippee, I'm glad I heard that. But I, you know, there's probably to any song that I think is good, there's 50 that that exist that led me to that song. So I would say, you know, pull the pressure off of at any time that you're writing. Just write honestly. Mm-hmm. Say what you mean. And it's crazy. Sometimes if I hear a song and there's a lyric that really moves my heart, oftentimes it's not even the lyric that like, it's not even the lyric that was like the twist of the knife. It's just like, oh, they meant that. Mm-hmm. That was real from them. So I would just encourage anybody, hey, pull any pressure off of the end result. The Lord will do what the Lord wants to do. He's so good at it. So I just want to see him, and I want to respond to what I see. And so that day, if I'm seeing the faithfulness of God, like, man, I'm going to write a song about the faithfulness of God, and it may never see the light of day anywhere else, but I meant it, you know, that's what I'd say.
That's so good. That's so good. I love it. Well, now I'm going to swing us out of serious zone and
totally
jump away from this. But you know this. We start as a meme account, and we always delight in hearing stories about things really coming off the rails. You know, track didn't start right. Someone's just singing in the wrong key. You know, that kind of a thing. And so we're wondering if you have any personal stories that you would be happy to just be vulnerable with and share with our listeners so we can all, you know, we can all enjoy your failure.
Yeah.
Pretty much is.
Well, okay. I have two stories that come to mind. The first is easy. The second one, like, you guys may want to edit it out. So I'll just leave that to you.
I'm going to die if we have to edit it out. Do you know how many listeners are going to be like, what was the second story?
Okay. The first one, this happened actually just a week ago, like less than a week ago. It was Sunday morning. Our keys player who was MDing that day, he's amazing and has never, ever had this happen, but just did not wake up. You know, we start right at 7. We have a service at 8:30. So it's pretty quick moving. So we get in there and we realize he's still asleep. So I hopped on keys. Tyler led the service. I was back there and I was like MDing. You should have seen me. It was like Bambi back there, like four. Like everything had a question mark. Like build? I don't know, man. So we do rehearsal, and there was a song that I was leading that day, so Good Plans. And it was so early, and I knew I did not want to sing high, so I pulled the song down a half step. So it was originally in C sharp, moved it to C. Great. Well, the first service Tyler led, I was on keys, so that worked great. Second service, the keys player's there, he's like, I got this. Well, nobody, including myself, told this guy that we changed the key by a half step. So we get to this like kind of pivotal moment. It's so sweet. The presence of the Lord. Wow, everyone's getting moved and changed. And this guy comes in the key of C sharp. Fires the tracks and band, and my auto-tune and like live auto-tune in the room was all in the key of C. So it was just the most disgusting thing you've ever heard.
Oh, man.
Wow.
Please tell me there's video of that.
I was just going to say, is searched. The service online?
It was not our online service. So I'm going to search for it. I hope I can find it. It was a beautiful, chaotic disaster.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Okay, the second one. Are you ready? And honestly, dealer's choice here. I have no shame about it. So y'all make the call. But there was an unfortunate Christmas service 2 years ago. And no lie, I was so sick. But we had two services left. I was like in my office, shut away. No one could come in. It was just, it was gnarly. Well, I remember it was the last service. There was two songs left in the set. So we're on the second to last song in the set. And I remember standing there, Tyler's leading. And I was thinking in my heart, I'm like, Lord, I really mean this, but I'm about to pass out. Like this is not great. Yeah. And so I'm standing there just kind of letting sickness like wash over me in waves as Tyler's like, Waymaker, miracle worker. And so I'm just like shivering. It's so bad. Well, then eventually we come to the end of that song. I'm leading the last song. We come to the end of that song and I'm not kidding you. Something like hit my body. Like it was the end of my rope, truly. And This is horrible, but I totally like lost body function and I struggle even saying it. I did poop in my pants.
No.
So,
yeah.
Oh no.
Yeah.
No.
And it was like
even
six,
when
six,
I can't
six,
see
six,
it,
six.
You're moving.
Oh no.
And I'm on a stage.
No.
It's live. It's a mess. And so I just stood completely still and I'm like, yes. No lie. I mean, I'm white as a sheet. I'm losing it. And so the service ends. Everyone's like, you made it, man. Go home. And I like duck waddled myself off stage, got right in my car and went home. It was a mess.
Oh my gosh.
Wow.
I'm so sorry. That's horrible.
Yeah. Yeah. It was rough.
Wow.
Okay. Sorry. Horrible. I'm so sorry that you had to deal with that, but that may be the best story I've ever heard.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Yes.
Wow.
Well,
that is
I'm
incredible.
Sitting here thinking, I hope they cut this.
No. No, I'm going to make a reel out of that and I hope it goes viral. Just kidding. Yeah.
That's phenomenal. Oh my gosh. That's phenomenal.
The fact that it's Christmas makes it that much more just like horrible.
Right.
Oh, wow.
Oh,
yeah.
My word.
Thank you for your vulnerability, Corey. That was beautiful.
Yes, thank you.
You know what? Beautiful. If you don't laugh about it, then it keeps you up at night. So.
Right.
Yes, it does.
Yeah.
It does. It does.
Yeah.
Oh, my word. Okay, well, we're going to get to the big room question here in just a second. Okay, go grab your copy of Sound Mind, which is the first single from Corey's new record that's coming June 18th. And it'll bless you, I promise. So, okay, Corey, you've answered this before, but you know, we end every interview with the big room question. So if we got all the worship leaders and all their volunteers, all the production leaders and all their volunteers, we got them all together in one big room and you were feeling really healthy.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Like
definitely
no sickness.
Healthy.
No. You're feeling really, really good. No Christmas.
Control of all of your bodily functions. Just
exactly.
Oh, man. I think right now what I would say is, you know, there's a lot of chance for what we do to become so robotic or even what we do comes 52 times a year without question. As soon as Monday hits, you're getting ready for the next Sunday. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people that are serving at church are truly serving at church. And they're volunteering their time. And I think right now what I feel burdened for is, you know, that there's a way through what we do where it becomes like a check of a box. And it becomes like, I did the slide and I pointed the camera and I moved the faders and I played the instrument. And there's a huge opportunity for every little thing that happens, for everything that we do, for it to, it's scripture, let everything you do be unto the Lord. There's a huge opportunity for every service, every weekend, for it to feel so fresh because he never gets old. And what I would encourage a team with is, you know, in heaven, we get very few glimpses into what's happening in heaven and the reality of the throne room. And what I find really fascinating about those few snippets is that angels, elders, creatures, they've been surrounding Jesus, and for millennia they keep looking at Jesus, and the only thing they can say is holy. You know, that's it never gets old for them, because they keep seeing him and they keep having this fresh revelation of like, he's better. How does he keep getting better through the years? And I'm currently like urging our team here, and both production and worship, like, oh, we have to see him. Like we have to like do everything we can to make sure that this isn't like unto people. People will benefit because they encounter him, but it has to be under the Lord, because I want to see him. The alternative to not seeing him is burnout and is something becoming just words that have no heart attached to it. But I want to be able to look at Jesus the whole time. And if I can do that, then it never gets old. I could sing the same song over and over and over, and it still means something because he's so good. So that's what I'd say.
Man. Never disappoints, man. You always take us there. And I'm so grateful for that. Love your heart. Guys, make sure you go follow Corey Miller, Corey, middle initial D, delicious, I'm guessing is what it stands for. Corey D.
You did say
Miller.
You were hungry. So I guess delicious.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Amen. Amen.
And make sure you grab your copy of the first single, Sound Mine. And it's got a full record coming in June. And man, we'll be all about pushing that out there. So Corey, we love you, man.
Love
Thank you
guys.
So much for taking the time.
It means so much to me. I love you guys both.
I love him.
I do too. Yeah.
I love him. I love Corey.
Yeah, I am. He's
I'm
so
a big
special.
Corey Miller guy.
Same. He's so
he
special.
He is in every way. I cannot believe so many things about
him. Bless him. His vulnerability and honesty.
Lord bless him.
That's a whole new level for us on the podcast.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Yeah.
But
absolutely.
You know, if anyone can get away with sharing that story, it's Corey. I mean, really.
It's Corey
Miller.
He's
just
absolutely.
Such a teddy bear. Like, you just, you know, it's just who Corey is. So
love that guy.
Yeah. Love him too.
Love that dude.
Well, guys, thank you so much for listening to episode 281 of the Worship Props podcast. Remember to hit subscribe wherever it is that you listen to your podcasts. That way, again, we just show up bright and early every single Tuesday morning. You never have to go look for us.
Yeah.
And like Brian so eloquently said earlier, with such poetry and conviction, head on over to Apple Podcasts. Leave us that 5-star rating with a nice review. It just helps to get the message of the podcast out in front of more people. So we would really, really appreciate if you would do that. It doesn't take long.
Yeah,
so just handle it real quick. And guys, thank you so much for following us on all of the socials, for commenting, for sharing content, for engaging with us, for, you know, entrusting us with your DMs. Like we really don't take it for granted. So thank you. You can find us at Worship Probs on Instagram, Facebook, Threads, and YouTube. Make sure you subscribe while you're over there on YouTube. You can find us at Worship Leader Probs on TikTok, the wild, wild west. Hey, if you're on Facebook, make sure you join the Worship Props community group. We're having a whole lot of other discussions over there that we don't really get to do on Instagram.
Yes.
It's a whole different, you know, kind of a platform and opportunity for us to dive a little bit deeper. So join our Worship Props community group on Facebook. And you can even follow us over on X. Just look for the hashtag Worship Leader Props.
Yeah, we love engaging with you. So thanks for doing that. And here's another amazing people you can engage with. Maven Media Productions, our friend Allie over there. She's just killing it, man. Killing it for the kingdom. And if your church or your ministry, whatever, you need to help with social media or branding or websites or consultations, whatever, coaching, they're in. They'll do it for you and they'll crush it. So hit them up at mavenmediaproductions.com. There's a link in our bio for that as well. And thanks to Scott Hoke for our intro. Guys, we love you. Thanks so much for listening to episode 281. Until next time, deuces.
Smell you later.